What's up? How's she going?
This week on Isle Tunes, Adrian Gallant brings you some rock and roulette. It's a revolution with Lil Krister, and we'll go back to the source of Tim Chasen. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! Indeed, how's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the May 2nd, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isle Tunes. Spring is in full force, and like those May flowers that come up after all those April showers, and we sure had a lot of them, I've got another colorful musical bouquet of bitchin' blooms for you to pick in the next hour that you're just not gonna smell here anywhere else. I mean, sure, you can stream most of these, but is a streaming service gonna give you info about PEI songs and their creators? Not bloody likely. Before we get started, if you'd like to support this one-of-a-kind podcast and help out with the loonies, toonies, and other unis I gotta fork out to make it happen, you can certainly do so through PayPal, link in the description. You can also become a subscriber on Patreon and get access to exclusive island-only video content. That's on patreon.com/isletunes. And there's Isletunes merch, t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and stuff like that over at isletunes.creator-spring.com. All fundages go toward the running of this show, which I'd better get up and running before this turns into an infomercial. Do they still make those? Anyway, you've heard of Take Your Daughter to Work Day, but maybe not quite like this. Paul Gallant became a founding member of Canada's Francophone Youth Federation back in 1974, and he spent decades writing French-language songs in an attempt to amplify and preserve Acadian culture. It was just that he quickly found out he'd rather not do the performing himself, so he created and gave songs to a multitude of other like artists. In 2017, his daughter Adrienne elicited such a response singing one of his tunes for that year's Acadian Festival that the father-daughter duo started thinking about recording an album. His song, her voice. And that's how the following year they released a series of ballads. That collection made enough of a splash that they followed up with a subsequent assortment of faster tempo ditties. And that's the one you're going to hear from now. From the 2020 album Danse, Un Projet Père et Fille, Volume 2, this is Adrian Gallant serving rockabilly on Isle Tunes with Le Vieux Rock and Roller, Les Élèves Tranquillés.
Fire, yeah. The new rock and roller is gonna raise hell.
what spring without birds? That's Dave Woodside boosting his nesting urge with Wish I Was a Bird on Isletunes from his 2019 album The Long and the Short. Here's a little long and short about Dave. The Kensington native started out performing at Avonlea Village as a kid and was soon out gigging with Tim Chasen. Dave eventually racked up 6 Music PEI Award nominations. He considers his frequent live sets to be made up of music that I wrote and songs I wish I wrote, which is quite the marriage. Speaking of which, he does do weddings. If you'd like for him to musicalize your plunge taking, get in touch at yourpeiwedding.com. PEI's highest elevation is just 466 feet above sea level, not exactly Everest territory, but this artist reaches heights far higher than even that summit. Kiara came to us from Syracuse, New York, and she started releasing singles in 2021, inspired by, as she tells it, the sounds of Beyoncé, Brandy, and Lizzo, adding her own self-professed boss babe energy to the literal mix. She likes to mine love, heartbreak, motivation, and confidence to craft her brand of emotive R&B, and last year she recorded this life and power-affirming groove for all of you to groove on. You don't get airsick, do you? This is Isletunes, and this is Kiara with 2024's cut Elevate. Top floor, please.
You can't. Yes, I can. Oh, I never complained. Ha. Never complained. Nah. Never complained. When people threw dirt on my name. Nah. I never complained. Never complained. When people threw dirt on my name. Oh, I never complained.
All of them been wagging on me now. Hope no. Been through it all. With grace, perseverance, I always prevail. Do you see the smile on my face?
We only going high.
Kiera showing us how to elevate on Isletunes. Coming up, going showbiz with Kiwi Jr., Teeth Out refuses to flicker out, and Teen Tim reminds us he wasn't a Tiny Tim. Congratulations, Canada! Y'all voted for democracy this past Monday, and I applaud you for not following in my home country's fascistic footsteps. Heavy, right? But not all before times require a greater force of gravity. I've got a little of both for yous in This Week in PEI History. May 4th, 1963, The Guardian described a lecture in Alberton the previous evening by visiting Raja Gopal in that town's Institute Hall. Mr. Gopal taught islanders about the early history of India and about its dress, customs, and religion through a series of live illustrations he did, plus a slideshow of landscapes from his country. He spoke of the necessity of understanding people if one is to love them, and boy, isn't that a message we'd benefit from having him repeat right about now. May 6, 1943, the Charlottetown Guardian proudly reported that the island had, the day before, reached $156,000 in its victory loan campaign, for a total surpassing $1.5 million. It was projected that, at that rate, the ultimate goal of $2.5 million would be hit in just six more days. Now, I admit I'd heard of victory loans, or bonds as they were also called, but I had to look up exactly how they worked since I wasn't exactly around in World War II. See, people would basically lend money to the country through the act of buying bonds. Then, after X number of years after the bonds matured, the lenders would be paid back with interest. Hey, I consistently fell asleep in my high school economics class, and even now this kind of stuff makes my head hurt. But the money these folks contributed went toward the war effort to defeat fascism, and that I do understand. Let's hope another such loan program doesn't become necessary as American authoritarianism is resisted in the present day. May 7, 1898, the Daily Examiner encouraged its readers to go out and see an oil painting rendered by a Miss Annie Redden, which was at that point displayed in the window of Redden Brothers Drugstore, located at 132 Richmond Street. That's on Victoria Row, where the John Brown Grill is now. The paper called Annie's canvas well worth seeing and announced that it will be disposed of at the May Festival in the Lyceum. I'm sure they didn't mean that the way it sounds today. By the way, the Lyceum was a 900-seat theater opened in 1886 by the Benevolent Irish Society, and not for nothing, the Examiner had on its masthead a saying from Euripides that certainly ripples into this moment in time: "This is true liberty, when freeborn men, having to advise the public, may speak free." Speak it, y'all.
Hi, this is M. Peters from Takeda Takeda, and you're listening to Isletunes with Adam Michael James.
Jacket from
Did you just hear a funky flightless bird from New Zealand? A yummy fruit from that country that actually was discovered in China? No, but you did hear Kiwi, Kiwi Jr. that is, on the ever fruity, in more ways than one, Isle Tunes. Kiwi Jr. is a Charlottetown band made up of Jeremy Godet, Rohan Moore, Mike Walker, and Brian Murphy, who is also in the band Always. They started up here but made their way to the towers and subways of Toronto, where they blew up. The band, not the towers and subways. I mean, they have a song with over 1.3 million streams on Spotify. That's what I mean by blowing up. It's on the same album, 2022's Chopper, from which this track comes, The Extra Sees the Film. Our Kiwi collaborators call from 90s influences, but I'm hearing definite 80s sense in this puppy. Speaking of the 90s, fun fact, I actually was an extra in Hollywood from 1996 to 2003, lurking around in the background of over 100 TV shows and movies. Yes, it's a flex, but it's also the truth. Biggest claim to fame, several turns on Days of Our Lives, and I auditioned to be a stand-in for Ethan Hawke. Biggest claim to ridicule, several turns in Power Rangers. And talk about an extra seeing a film. I was so excited when we filmed Deep Impact because I was sure I'd be on camera, but when the thing came out, the scene crossfaded and you could barely see me. At least my shoulder is quasi-famous. Now it's time for me to punk you, but not in the bad MTV show kind of way. Little Krister is a one-woman hardcore punk purveyor, with all material being self-recorded. Lil is known about this Krister, at least online, except, like all good punk, the music provided addresses the failures of society and advocates for revolution. Not coincidentally, that's the name of this cutting cut that comes from Little Krister's 2023 album, Conflict. It's the first of a back-to-back bonanza of bone-crushing badness in what is otherwise called an
Isle Tunes Rock Log.
Yeah. We're not jumping in the box.
Fell for this so many times. Sitting back, watching you lose your mind. We say
them pearly whites as we wrap up this Isle Tunes Rock Block is Teeth Out, the Charlottetown skate punk band made up of Josh Levine, Ira Banks, Brandon Doyle, Pete McDonald, and Jason Ezard. They describe themselves as very middle-aged men trying to play punk rock like we are in our 20s again. I'd say they're succeeding in their new slash old era. The jam you just heard was Flicker Out from their Brittle But Elite EP that was just released a few weeks ago. Of this song, the band says it was, quote, born from frustration, the kind that comes from watching the same fights play out over and over with no real winners. We wanted the song to feel urgent and raw, with lyrics that capture the exhaustion of endless conflict and the need to step away. Unquote. Now that's how you bare teeth in this day and age. It can be hard to remember with all the craziness going on in our contemporary existence that there actually were previous days and ages, like maybe 30 years ago? Hard to believe it's been that long since 1995, but that was the year that Island native Margie Carmichael and Come From Aware Steve Sherratt and Sigrid Rolf got together and founded Redstone, a trio that tapped into traditional Celtic sounds to create original music, often about the Maritimes. They recorded what turned out to be their seminal and only album, Faint Traces, at Orwell Corner Hall in the early spring of 95, where they tracked amongst kerosene lamps, a snowstorm, and, as the album's liner notes indicate, the odd fly buzz. While they did later get into the studio to overlay some instrumentation from outside players, they did their main work in Orwell because they wanted to capture the live sound of that same venue where they had played oodles of summer Kaylees. This time of preparing PEI soil for growing flowers and food is the perfect time to play you Worm Forgives the Plow by Redstone on Isle Tunes.
Are the hands worn to the bone? The frost forgives the thaw, like the tree forgives the saw. Life is what the seasons hold, and the moon clings like a tear on the cheek of a cold night clear. Snow may bend the bough, be there faith in every vow. Forever will the worm forgive the plow. Thank you. forgives the whole, like the shake forgives the froe. Life is what the seasons hold. And the moon clings like a tear on the cheek of a cold night clear. Snow may bend the bough, be there faith in every vow. Forever will the worm forgive the plow.
By Steve Sherratt and coming with a glossary of farming terms in the album notes to help the listener better understand the song's context, that is Redstone and their 1995 song, Worm Forgives the Plow. Still to come, Amy and Rachel Beck go on the run. Blue Robin gets into weather prognostication, and Tim Chasen goes Y2K, or just after it. PEI artists are plowing into performance halls island-wide now that the weather is getting warmer. Those schedules are filling up, and therefore I am contractually obligated to break them down for you so you know where to go and when in this segment one could only call gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. We've got a lot of shows on the island over the next couple of days, so this is going to be long. Bear with me. Tonight, Friday, May 2nd, Doug Hoyer is at Baba's Lounge. Lawrence Maxwell Sounds and Support, fundraiser for Sherwood Elementary School Playground, is at the Eastlink Center. Also tonight, May 2nd, Jeannie and Charles have their Hearts and Pieces album launch at the Beaconsfield Carriage House in Charlottetown, while Hit the Coast has their Spewing Junk album release show with Amelia May and Benny Vaughn at The Trailside. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 3rd, it's Kelly Mooney and Route 225 at The Trailside. Gammons and Noor have their EP release concert with Shane Pendergast, Jesse Perriard, and more at The Poorhouse. May 3rd also sees Absolute Losers at The Sportsman's Club, The Souche at The Hopyard, and Zebedee at Baba's Lounge. Sunday, May 4th, Gammons and Noor have another EP release concert, again with Shane Pendergast and Jesse Perriard, and more at The Listener's Room at Glen Allendale in Tracadie. Looking into next week, May 10th, Lady Soul is at the Harmony House in Hunter River. Also on the 10th, Joss Rayom is at the Trailside, and Tzu Chang Wang is at the UPEI Performing Arts Center. May 11th, it's Kelly Mooney, Keelan Wedge, and Christine Cameron at the Trailside. May 13th, Daisy is with Babyland and Lung at Baba's Lounge. And May 15th, Fiddler's Sons are at Surrey Show Hall, of course, in Surrey. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kenley.
I'm Drea McDonald, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
I'm through with regrets and not yets and always second guessing everything I've done. I'm tired of patiently waiting, pretending pretending to be happy when I'm not. I wanna run, I wanna run till I can't stand up. Wanna trade in my what ifs for why nots. Wanna live like tomorrow may not come. I wanna run, run, run. I wanna run, run, run. I'm sick of logic and reason. Oh, I'm so overthinking that I'm not enough. I'm out of used up and useless excuses for not chasing what I want. I wanna run, I wanna run till I can't stand up. Wanna trade in my
Like Annie Lennox once sang, sisters are doing it for themselves. And these sisters are Amy and Rachel Beck, gracing iTunes with the title track of their 2014 album, Run. This came out a year after the duo emerged as finalists in the first ever CBC Music Searchlight competition. In 2016, they toured New Brunswick and Ontario while Amy was 7 months pregnant. That development eventually led to Amy pulling back on music to focus on her family and Rachel pursuing a solo career. Of course, you probably know that Rachel's second record, Stronger Than You Know, picked up 2021's Music PEI Album of the Year award. Yeah, I'm still on the spring metaphor with the tulips making a return to my garden. Admittedly, I only just this week finally yanked the weeds out of it from last summer. But can you really see spring without images of robins? In this case, Blue Robin, the duo of Lucy Blue and Christopher James, who dazzle island audiences every summer with their sultry, fun brand of harmonizing rock and roll. In 2017, when the outfit was Lucy Blue and the Blue Boys, they recorded a demo EP, and while it never found its way out commercially, and has yet to be followed up by an album proper, which remains on the to-do list, their stuff is just too good not to share. It's not just love, it's love like the moody weather, and we sure know a thing or two about the latter around here. Blue Robin turns iTunes blue.
Cold's bitter, cool can bring it warm. It's good, hot is better. So blue, I know we have barely made it through those days of hot and days of cold. Always a story to be told. It's a roller coaster ride to turn that time. And cold's the bitter, cool can bring it. Heart is better. that game we play till we've had enough. To turn it over just to do it again, it's you and me and it's all the same. It doesn't matter what we try, 'cause it's a bit where we lay. Yes, your heart is good, but your heart is better. Your cold can sting me, but your cool can bring me.
If you'd rather be blue, make sure it's with Blue Robin. That was their 2017 forecast, Love Like the Moody Weather. Now, I try to be all about the full disclosures around here. The goal is to have a fresh interview with a different island artist every week, but it isn't always possible. Sometimes I flake out. In this case, my hails went unresponded to, so it wasn't for lack of trying. You're just gonna have to settle for this next PEI musician, and what a deep dive this is gonna be. I mean, let's face it, you can't throw a potato around here and not hit a chasin', and for very good reason. Not only are the members of this Rollo Bay clan plentiful, but pretty much all of them are talented performers who have each made their own impact on the island music scene. Perhaps, though, none as impactful as this one, as his success took off from PEI to repeatedly fly around the world, like Superman did in his movie, only not backwards. I'm sure you've gathered that I'm talking about Tim, and if I have to tell you about his unprecedented success in the East Pointers, who are currently on tour in England, then you truly have been living under a potato. What you may not know or remember is that Tim was a member of the Celtic group Kindle, and I don't mean that thing you read ebooks on. Before he split for Hollywood to work with the dude who produced Sting, Pink, and Suzanne Vega, Tim, who started playing instruments when he was 6, took to the stage with family members galore. But just 9 years later, at the remarkable age of 15, he decided to cut his first self-titled CD. There's no date listed in its artwork, but doing the math from his birth year of 1986, I'd say this came out in either 2001 or 2002, and the pop and rock sensibilities that combined with his fiddling DNA were already present right from the beginning. Appropriately titled The Source, here's The Source of Tim Chasin in a song he wrote with Mark McPhee, brought to you by Isletunes. Tell me his star power isn't already there. I dare you.
Earth revolves around the sun and I don't know why. And all life reaches out for warmth and I don't know why. The energy that makes the world around is beyond my eyes. The energy that makes the world go around is beyond my eyes. When I forget about the source and I cloud my I feel that I'm misunderstood no matter how I try. I feel the peaceful in this freedom that I call mine. I feel the peaceful in this freedom that I call mine. The source is something. Sun beaming to my soul, and for that instant I'm whole. When I walk out through the fields in the sunny day, I think about the mystery of life regenerating. Hope and harmony for our life is how I pray. hope and harmony for our life is how I pray. And when I sit down on the beach and look out in the sea, a soul does sink, it's an empty apart when nothing lives. And all that I see lies caught in the nets, me do I believe. No living eyes, she lies caught in the nets. Do I believe? The source is something we'll never know. For the meantime, it's known. But I sometimes feel the sun beaming to my soul. I see the proof before I receive. The understanding of the miracles of life, like when we breathe. And peace from this awareness keeps my spirit free. And peace from this awareness keeps my spirit free. The source is something we're revolves around the sun, and I don't know why. And our life reaches out for warmth, and I don't know why. The energy that makes the world go round beyond my eyes. The energy that makes the world go round beyond my eyes.
Teen Tim Chasen on Isle Tunes, going back to The Source from his self-titled album of 2001, maybe 2002. If anyone can clarify the chronology for me, reach out. Actually, you can also reach out if you want to make comments or suggestions or requests even. Plus, if you want to submit a recording of yourself uttering an Islanderism like Irene Doyle did for this episode, all of this can happen by emailing me at amj@isletunes.ca or calling or texting 902-807-4250. If you're an artist who wants to get your music played on the show, also get at me. And the same goes if you're a business who wants to sponsor this baby, because baby needs a new pair of promotional material. While we're on that, believe me, I know how tight budgets are, but if you happen to have a little extra coinage to throw into the support of this show, you can throw it, as I mentioned earlier, via PayPal. You can grab some Isle Tunes merch, or you can subscribe to the show's Patreon page. All links are in the description, whichever platform upon which you happen to be listening. Talking of subscribing, if you're taking this in on the tube of you, hit the subscribe button, would ya? It's free and all that, but it helps with the YouTube gremlins whose job it is to do whatever it is they do to the algorithms over there, which makes the podcast easier to find in searches and lets you know when new episodes go up. Oh, and don't worry if you feed the channel after midnight, these gremlins don't turn into monsters. I do take the extra step in my attempt to amplify PEI musicians by posting links to where you can buy their music after I play them in an episode. So like and follow the show on Instabook and Facegram. I mean Instagram and Facebook, and help the numbers go up there as well. Of course, the biggest way you can make the show grow is to simply tell your friends, family, coworkers, and acquaintances to listen to it, like you just did. Musical contribution to the Isle Tunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. I'm Adam Michael James, and next week is Mother's Day, so we'll turn this mother out with a little homage to Mummy. Plus another carefully curated selection of music made by Islanders and Islanders by choice. Those of you who could vote did good on Monday by choosing liberty over extremism. Now let's all keep standing up against dictatorial dickiness that seems to be raising its ugly ass head again after sleeping for 80 years. I mean, for real, how passe? All the more reason to keep in mind this quote, "Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny." You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.